This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Family members searching for Irvin Hakeem Johnson found a body believed to be that of their relative on Tuesday near Tabor City on Bermuda Bay Lane. Chief Deputy Jerome McMillan of the Sheriff's Office said the victim's name has not been confirmed. The SVI said a cause of death has not been determined. The body has been taken to the State Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy. Johnson disappeared from his residence around 3 a.m. on February 13th. This is a developing story, and we have more on it at ColumbusCountyNews.com. It looks like we dodged that icy bullet, folks, but it's still going to be dangerously cold around here through Saturday. There were some reports of ice on trees, power lines, and a few roadways this morning, but nothing significant. Other parts of the state are seeing heavy snow and ice accumulations. Now, dangerously cold temperatures in the teens are forecast through Saturday morning. We can't emphasize that enough. For those without a warm place to go, Facts of Life Church will open its shelter beginning this afternoon at 6 p.m. A fence manufacturer is bringing 151 jobs to Columbus County, according to the governor's office. Barrier Fencing makes metal and vinyl fencing for commercial and residential use. Governor Josh Stein made the announcement this morning. Maurice Green of North Hallsboro is in jail under no bond on charges of raping a child. Green, age 66, allegedly sodomized a child in his care in November and then burned the child's arms with cigarettes. He is charged with forcible sex offense, sex by substitute parent, and felony neglect and abuse. The sheriff's office is investigating the case. Two people were hurt by broken glass after someone opened fire on a Kenny Jordan Road home just after midnight Tuesday morning. Four adults and a teenager were in the home at the time. The incident reports that a handgun and rifle were used in the attack. The sheriff's office is investigating. Someone set fire to a Hydro-Axe logging machine Saturday, destroying the $15,000 device. Roseland Fire Department was called to Gamble Trail after the burning machine was discovered. The owner confirmed that it did not have a battery installed, but he had received threats over a financial disagreement. The case is under investigation. Deputies detained a teenager with a handgun, parts to another firearm, marijuana, and a stolen Jeep after a midnight chase yesterday morning. The teen's name was not released because he is only 15. The chase ended near Oakdale Church after starting near Memories Corner off U.S. 701, began in Bladen County, and moved into Columbus. We have much more on this story on our website. State legislators are filing a bill to take back $500 million in taxpayer funds from NC Innovation, the nonprofit grant funding program that helps universities create jobs and stimulate tech firms in the state. NC Innovation has recently come under scrutiny for lack of transparency on how the funds are being used. So far, less than 5% of the $500 million in taxpayer money, as well as interest from investments, has been used to start education programs. Still, NCI has told Solons it anticipates a revenue shortfall in the next fiscal year. Solons want to shift the NCI funds to the multi-billion-dollar recovery efforts in western North Carolina. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.